Oh, and incidentally, at the World Trade Center, there was molten metal weeks after the collapse beneath the rubble. Molten metal. Right? Some of these girders showed signs of having been melted, which you would need temperatures of outrageously high temperatures, and the jet fuel from the jetliners did not and could not attain such temperatures, more than double what a jetliner would be required to attain. Also, the other thing to point out is that sulfur, lots and large quantities of sulfur were detected in the dust of the Trade Center. And this is a key now toward what is known as thermite or thermate. Right? And there's been a recent study that came out, published on the web. I've read this study, and it's a very impressive and detailed study dealing with thermitic pyrotechnics in the World Trade Center samples. In other words, what happened is after the buildings came down, the dust went everywhere. A lot of people kept samples of the dust. At a 9/11 truth meeting a couple of years later, the call went out by researchers for anyone who had samples of dust. Okay, so there are five or six people that I believe said, yes, I have dust. They all provided researchers, scientists with this dust. All these different people provided, the dust samples were remarkably consistent, and all of them showed signs at a microscopic level of something that absolutely should not have been there. And what that is advanced, highly energetic thermite. Now, regular thermite is an incredibly effective explosive, and you don't just find this stuff lying around. But this
it would never be used in construction? And they wouldn't use it for welding or anything like that?
No, because it's used to blow things up.
Okay, that's really all it does.
It's thermite, when it's heated to a certain temperature, causes explosions. And that's why it's valuable, because it's a great explosive. The type of thermite that we're talking about is only available within the military. It's thermate. And it's nano-engineered. In other words, it's incredibly highly integrated with itself, right? So that it's vastly more energetic than regular thermite. And it was this highly energetic thermite that was found in all of the dust samples that were provided for the World Trade, for the WTC scientists and analysts. Now, of course, the mainstream media will simply say, well, these samples, you know, who knows where they come from? This could all be a big concocted hoax. Which, okay, let's say that that's possible. But this thermite, all of the samples were completely consistent, very difficult to get. The individuals who donated the dust samples have all been interviewed. They're all available for anyone to see. They're regular people. Any reasonable mind looking at this is going to think, this is a smoking gun.